Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart, the Lord our God. He is mightily moving, and I mean mightily moving, by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has so many wonderful things to say to his people, and he loves us, and he cares about us. In every way of life, he is a blessing to us. And I want people to know how wonderful the Lord our God truly is. He's coming back. His return is so sudden and so swift. His return is so sudden and so swift. We only have days, my friends. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And we only have days. Hezekiah turned to the wall and prayed. The prophet Isaiah told him to get his house in order because he was about to die. He turned his head, face to the wall and prayed. And the Lord gave him more time. Now that's not what I'm focusing on, because the Lord's return is up to the Lord. I'm not asking the Lord to delay anything. Jesus said the Father has that in his own power. And I'm not going to pray and ask the Lord to delay or rush the rapture of the church. It's in his own power for a reason. But the part where Isaiah said, get your house in order. I say the same thing to the church. Get everything in order. Pray. This is a time to stand up and be the priest of your home. Pray for your people. Encourage everybody you know to love God. Now, either they're going to do it or they're not. But I want everything that I do and say to encourage my people to love God. Not just so that they'll live forever, not just so they'll miss the rapture, but the Lord is looking for people who will love him in spirit, worship him and love him and live for him in spirit and in truth. Now that's what people should be doing anyway. And I do these broadcasts to show people how easily it is to get off track. Because if you change your focus, you change everything. Loving God and is loving the Word. Loving the Word is loving God. Loving man is loving God. Loving God is loving all people. Now the sin is going to destroy them. We have a job to do to warn people that their sin will definitely destroy them. And you know, through compromise, people have not preached sound doctrine. They deviated. Now, the last broadcast was about deviations. And people have, we showed how people wander off track. When people, you know, reiterate what we taught last broadcast. Whenever people start leaning to the world, a process of hardening the heart starts happening in your heart against God, against life. Now, I knew that the enemy tried to divide us from God. He tried to divide us from the Word, give us false interpretations. And once people receive a false interpretation, that false interpretation, my friend, will harden your heart against the true one. And then it puts you in a stalemate where the Lord can't build on your life like he wants to. He can't use you for his greater purposes. We have to receive correction from the Holy Spirit in order to live in spirit and in truth. Well, somebody will say, well, brother preacher, what do I do? I may have received wrong information somewhere. All right, I'm glad you asked. And I'm glad you wanted to know. Because the solution is very easy. Only say what God give you to say. If you can do that, you can win. Now watch and pray and learn from what he give you to say and teach. And don't just stop there. After you receive what the Lord give you in your heart, keep your ears open. As long as you're in faith about it, he'll give you confirmations. There are many people, wonderful people, prophesying things. And then they prophesy error. Once a person's convinced somewhere, that's what they'll go along with. Now, I got a safeguard against that too. Everything that comes from the heart of God, hear me good, everything that comes from the heart of God is detectable. So when I receive revelation from the Lord, I judge it by the word of God. Now, I don't judge it by just one, the Lord helps me out. As I study the word, I'm not trying to push a doctrine, any doctrine. I hear what the Lord say and I stick with it. I stick with what the Lord is speaking. I listen. I believe it. Some things I can agree with, some things I say, okay, Lord, but I test it by studying the word of God. And I listen. And the Lord always give me confirmations that make sense. Now, everything from the heart of God makes sense, and it goes right in line with what he did in the first place. You can judge everything that you believe about God by Genesis. Genesis is the standard. That's what he did in the first place. Now, in those days, Jesus was the mystery. But as we proceeded on through the word of God, we learned that Jesus is the word of God. The word of God became flesh. So Jesus is in Genesis. He said, let there be light. And that was light. You have the sun and the moon, the Father, and then the sun representing the Father at nighttime. And then Jesus ascended to heaven. And now, as he is, so are we in the world. We receive the light of the word of God from the Father because of the Son. He made us righteous. And now, as he was in the world, so are we. As he is, so are we in the world. Now, we're going about doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching the gospel to the poor, giving sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf. By his stripes we are healed. We legally get people healed, saved, set free, delivered from all forms of evil bondage, and operate according to the will of God. I love it. It is wonderful. Now, if we don't deviate and we keep our eyes on him, we do greater and greater things. Now, the Lord taught me something. He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. Everything that's false that we receive works against us. Everything. So the dead doctrines that people believe works, it hinders them from receiving greater revelation and correction. Why? Because their mind is leaning towards it. They believe it, and you lean, you're voting on, leaning and voting is the same thing. Whatever is presented to you, you received it for whatever reason. And it got in your belief system. Now, it creeped in because while people are used to the worldly way, the enemy can cause you to believe things that's not true if you can't judge it. But that's why a healthy study of the Word of God. See, I've done it. I've done everything out there. I've done all kind of things since I've been a Christian. As I was starting out, I didn't know the word. I listened to other people that I thought they knew what they were talking about. I went along with, the Holy Spirit, error never sat right with me. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what was wrong. Some things I kind of went along with. But see, when you start studying the Word, a healthy study of the Word of God gives you light. And then you can judge. But this is something you have to do when you study the Word of God. You have to believe it by faith. You have to receive it. You believe it, and then you receive it in your heart. Now, some things may not be clear to your understanding yet. That's fine. But it fits somewhere. Keep studying the Word, and you'll begin to understand where it fits. Keep studying the Word of God continually, and you'll begin to see where it fits. It fits somewhere. Every scripture fits somewhere. You know, a good one in Genesis 1, verse 26, the Lord said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." I said, "Wait a minute, who is he talking to? What is he, why?" You know, you look at God as being one, but he said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And man happens to be a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. And the Trinity, the Lord, is spirit, soul, and body, just like we are. If you want to understand man, you got to look at God. There are so many similarities. The Lord was in a situation. He put Adam in the same situation he was in. The Lord explained something to me. I asked him about his beginning. He said, "I was light." And then I read in Proverbs chapter 8 that he chose the way of wisdom. Adam was in the same situation. He was put in a garden. An example of what the world should look like. A sample. And then that was a tree of life. And that was also a tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. So, and the Lord said, "Don't eat off this tree. The day you do, you should surely die." Now, this is the way that leads to death, hell, and destruction. But it had to be there because it was there so Adam could reject it. Because that's the situation that God was in. He had to reject the wrong way. And he always chose life. And he never chose evil, ever. And he can't, and he won't. And he can't because he won't. He hates it. And I believe the Lord is growing in that hatred against evil. We're made in his image. If we grow, he grows. Yeah, but God knows everything. He does. But in prayer one day, I asked him, I said, "Lord, you know everything." He said, "I know all things, but everything must be proven." He can say things, make you just go sit down and think a while. Now, I'm going to leave that alone. The Lord loves us, and we're made in his image. We're learning to operate life. An appetite for the life of God comes from the Word of God and knowing him. And the more we know, the easier it is to receive and the easier it is to hold on to the life of God. Don't be afraid of falling anymore. Don't be afraid that you'll deviate. I just show people how things happen. When you look at the world and you watch TV and you watch movies, things that are corrupt are designed to corrupt. That's what it is, corruption. It is, and it suggests that it's, that corruption is okay. Everything that's evil and wrong suggests that there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with the way I've chosen to be. You can do it too. I'm having a good time. And they probably are for now. But see, a process of death comes with every evil choice and every evil thought. Now, it's not strong enough to fully persuade you. But the process works against you. You know that when you watch certain movies and you have you begin to have an appetite for it. And then you kind of want to live the lifestyle of it. And when it's time to study the word, you collapse. You go to sleep easy. Remember, it takes fight to sometimes study the word of God. It takes resilience against darkness. But see, your defenses are slowly rusting away when your defenses are down. And this happens slow, very slow. But see, when you receive God's word and you love His presence, you have a greater appetite for His presence. And then you grow and you change. The things that you once hated, you love. The things you once, that you now love, are the wrong things that you used to love, you hate. And now the life of God, you love it more and more. It's like you're charged with the life of God's word. See, the word of God produces life. Now, what the word of God produces is life. And people get offended when they see you living in light. Their appetite for the world caused them to be offended against you. You're learning the wisdom of God continue. You look the same. You look no different on the outside, but on the inside, you're growing and you're developing strength. You look like a bodybuilder spiritually. Instead, but you may look like a weakling on the outside. You may look like you struggle to pick up 90 pounds, but on the inside, you're bold and you become brave and courageous and strong in spirit. You look like a bodybuilder, an athlete, a linebacker. You look tough. To the point that the devils tremble when you walk near them. You think that the drug dealers and the prostitutes and people that live in the evil cult, you think they're tough, but they're not. When I preach, the first thing I do, I scan the crowd. I look at the crowd without fear. And then I preach the word boldly. The demons are afraid of you. And the anointing on your life is powerful. You can't see it, but it is. So those who look to the Lord, they grow from glory to glory. They learn to live a beautiful life without fear. And they learn the judgment of God, the wisdom. It's wonderful. And you're going to enjoy it. When you study the word of God, you're going to learn so many things. Especially as you decide, I'm going to do this. And ask the Lord all the hard questions you can think of. Ask Him and receive His knowledge. It's worth it. Ask Him His counsel. Ask Him all of your questions. There are good preachers that they preach that there's not going to be a rapture. Some say that there is a rapture. Some say the rapture is going to be in the middle of the tribulation. Stick with the word of God. There will be a pre-tribulation rapture. For everybody that don't believe that, that's just what's going to happen. And Paul talked about it in a mystery. It's got to happen. It's going to happen. But believing on Jesus, you get to go when it happens. A lot of people, pastors, they just say, well, look, the main thing is believe on Jesus so you're in the kingdom of God and live by the love of God. I want everybody that hear my voice to go with the Lord in the rapture. I don't want anybody to be left behind because I know it's going to be hard. the Lord is judging the world for rejecting Jesus. There's no pleasure in him judging the world, judging people that already believed on him. So take time and learn the Lord. Love his word. Love his will. And you'll live with greater purpose. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move all throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.